finally turn a game into a defensive-minded affair in that last game?
Well, we have our system. We just want to stick to it. I mean, you know, every team in the playoffs now at this point has to be able to play defense. And, you know, when we commit to it, we're tough to beat.
What's the explanation of why that system suddenly worked so well against a team that was averaging 5 goals a game against before that?
I'm not sure. I mean, for us, we just play the same way that we played all year. So you got to take care of your own zone. You got to take care of the neutral zone especially and make it tough for skill forwards coming through. And they got a lot of skill forwards. So, you know, we just got to stick to the game plan and execute. I think execution's going to be the difference for the rest of the playoffs for sure.
Does that win look like more like what you guys are expecting from yourselves than, let's say, your winning game two?
A win's a win. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how you get it.
PK, yours, when you score from the point or your shot from the point, it's almost like it's sort of two-pronged. You shoot and Harvardson jumps. And what's that combination like and what he can do in front of the net?
It doesn't matter if it's hard or not. You just got to get pucks to the net and get bodies in front. And we got a lot of guys. RV does a really good job, but we got a lot of guys that are committed to going to the front of the net. And we got defense that can shoot the puck. So do they. They got a lot of guys that go to the front of the net. They got defense that shoot the puck. It's just you got to get pucks to the net and try to get bodies in front, make it tough on their goaltender, and they're going to do the same to us.
Getting that home ice advantage back, does that mean anything in a series where you both split?
I don't know. For us right now, we're just focused on taking it one game at a time, and right now it's in front of our fans, but you know, whether it's there in Winnipeg, you just got to take care of business.